White Light QFP Wave Train and the Associated Failed Breakout Eruption, by Yuandeng Shen et al. Quasi-periodic fast-propagating QFP magnetosonic wave trains are commonly observed in the low corona at extreme ultraviolet wavelength bands. Here, we report the first white light imaging observation of a QFP wave train propagating outwardly in the outer corona ranging from 2 to 4 solar radii. The wave train was recorded by the Large Angle Spectroscopic Coronagraph on board the Solar and Heliospheric Observatory, and it was associated with a GOES M1.5 flare in NOAA active region Arkansas 12172 at the southwest limb of the solar disk. Measurements show that the speed and period of the wave train were about 218 km per second and 26 minutes, respectively. The extreme ultraviolet imaging observations taken by the Atmospheric Imaging Assembly on board the Solar Dynamic Observatory reveals that in the low corona the QFP wave train was associated with the failed eruption of a breakout magnetic system consisting of three low-lying closed-loop systems enclosed by a high-lying large-scale one. Data analysis results show that the failed eruption of the breakout magnetic system was mainly because of the magnetic reconnection occurred between the two-sided low-lying closed-loop systems. This reconnection enhances the confinement capacity of the magnetic breakout system because the upward-moving reconnected loops continuously feed new magnetic fluxes to the high-lying large-scale loop system. For the generation of the QFP wave train, we propose that it could be excited by the intermittent energy pulses released by the quasi-periodic generation, rapid stretching and expansion of the upward-moving, strongly bent reconnected loops. This was White Light QFP Wave Train and the Associated Failed Breakout Eruption, by Yuandeng Shen et al.